When you hear the music, it's time to connect the dots. And this is your host, Tom Edison. And this is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Network, where the truth gets told. I call it Radio Free America, where we can talk about things that we can't talk about anywhere else. And there's no repercussions for whatever we say. So if you want to hear the real truth, listen to BBS. And not just my show, but all the shows around me. You know, plenty of James Gillian just finished his show. I do a two-week show at this time slot, which is 11 p.m. Central Time or midnight Eastern Time, where I do the show from New York City, the greatest city in the world, and the capital of the world, New York City. And this is the beginning of the midnight hour. So we got to start the show at the beginning of this show. Maybe next week. I'm only on once every 2 weeks. Today is the 9th. Or we're into the 10th already. Hey, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I got to say that, you know. Everyone has a mother. Think about that. Think about that. Everyone has a mother. Happy Mother's Day. So I'm going to start tonight's show with it's called Connect the Dots, where we try to make some sense of all the stuff happening around us on a daily basis. And then I'm going to start the show with what I call the futuristic news. Yeah, news about the future. Well, in the future, we are going to meet our galactic brothers and sisters. You know, for decades and maybe centuries, we've been lied to by the controllers of planet Earth, the evil dark side controllers of planet Earth, who came here from other worlds to enslave us and use us and abuse us. And they've tricked us into doing so many things we shouldn't have been doing. Well, and they tricked us into believing that we're the only people in the universe, planet Earth. And that's all there is. There's no one else around anywhere else. But, of course, we're finding out that that is a big lie. And very shortly in the future, as the news says, they are going to show themselves, our galactic brothers and sisters, the good guys, the cavalry, here to put an end to the tyranny on planet Earth, you know. Open up the gates on this prison planet, because we still have a veil, electronic veil over us, and we're still being deprived of universal contact, and we're still being treated like hostages, and we're still being lied to and deceived. But the future news is we're going to finally witness the breakthrough. We're finally going to participate in the evolving of the human species. We're finally going to have full disclosure from our galactic brothers and sisters. No full disclosure from America or any other country, because they're all still, the governments of all countries are still controlled by the dark side. And we have war proves that, and the Gaza war, they both prove that, the Ukrainian war proved that the government authorities do not represent the people that they have control over. And it's, well, unfortunately, still true in America, you know, we're the best of the worst, but. We're still, It could be a lot better than we are. Sure, we're the greatest country on the face of this planet, but considering all the other trashy countries, what does that mean? Does it really mean that much? Yeah. Anyhow, the futuristic news is things are going to change. The old ways are falling by the wayside, and higher frequency new realities are coming into play. The futuristic news is the Earth has already evolved into the fifth dimension, and just for our benefit, keeps allowing the third dimension to exist so we can catch up to where the Earth is. The Earth is ahead of us. The Earth is a conscious entity. And we're learning more and more about that every day. Disclosure is happening from countless sources right now. Any disclosure promised by the US government is only going to be minimal stuff we already probably have heard many times over by many different sources over the last 50, 60, or 70 years. That's right. And so don't expect any great disclosures from the US government. Come on, that whole cars are going around the moon yet, please. I mean, the real story has been out for decades. We never went back to the moon because there were negative entities there that told us it was their territory and we should not show our faces again. And we've listened to that. Well, let's not pretend that, we're going to, NASA is coming to life again. It's meaningless. That trip around the road, the back of the moon is meaningless, really. Yeah, it would be better than the government spend money on educating us what the real situation is. Billions of alien craft in our solar system now waiting to say the changeover point, otherwise known as the event. The metamorphosis of humanity from a flesh and blood carbon-based life form into a crisp, diamond crystalline silicon-based life form that doesn't age, it doesn't get sick. And so we all can look forward, if we keep ourselves alive, into having the opportunity, the use of the med beds and all that other prominent stuff to make us younger again. And we're all looking forward to that in. And that is the futuristic news for tonight. Well, let me tell everybody, if you're not thinking, you got to take your mind off the drama out there on the planet, the war, the ridiculous confrontations, battle of the egos or something. Nothing is being accomplished by these wars. With the exception, I think, if Iran was about to get a nuclear weapon, if we control all of them, we and the rest of the world should have came in there and stopped it. And luckily, the United States did in that case. Hey, you got to do what you have to do when you do it. We're just not going to lay down. Sensible people are not going to lay down and play dead unless they're evil jokers under the influence of demonic beings. Destroyers for no reason at all, except they're being told to destroy us. These morons over here, because they don't have to think, have no ethics, don't have to think common sense. They are so mind controlled, all they can do is lust, kill, harm, and error. Because they're demonic gods, and they pretend to be religious. Yeah, the religion of the devil is one you worship. Killing 42,000 innocent protesters. I gotta say it. You're a demonic being serving the demons of the highest order. So anyhow, there's a lot of good news out there and a lot of information being revealed now that If you're listening to my voice, you should get a pen and pencil or something and write this down. What's going on? You're missing out. It's on YouTube. Countless videos from Ashtar Sharan, you know, the Stellar Command channel. Countless videos out there. You know, Ashtar Sharan is the commander of the good galactic forces out there that are here to assist us in our ascension. Yes, humanity is ascending. They were talking about this. If you were paying attention and aware, they were talking about this. Let me see. 26 and 13, 39, 49, 39, 40 years ago, they were talking about this in books, about planetary ascension, about a race of beings called the Pleiadians who would be helping us, and they are here helping us. A matter of fact, they have videos out there too. And then there's other videos by Arcturians, talking about their console of light, evolved beings that are beyond physical form. They're nothing but conscious balls of light with powers, unbelievable powers, almost godly powers. And let me just, hopefully you got a pencil and paper because you're going to want to check these things out for yourself. You know, the to give you an example about specifically, there's a Pleiadian video about, I don't know, 24 minutes long, 25 minutes long, that talks about the negative or frequencies being broadcasted from Antarctica to attack known stargates and other good people presently on planet Earth that are here to anchor light. The spokesperson is Kaia Nexus, a Pleiadian emissary. The Arc blockade of is being done deliberately by the dark side so that messages from the higher realms that want to assist us will not get through. You know, your aura is a magnetic field. Recognizing the negative energy blockade is the first step you to freeing yourself. So you need, that's why I'm talking about it. It's time everyone wakes up and finds out negative frequencies are being broadcasted against us, and they're coming from Antarctica by the remaining dark forces that are holed up down there and to trying to cause as much chaos as possible because they know their days are numbered with enslaving the human race. As soon as we begin to accept the new reality and increase our frequency, we will no longer be under the control of the dark forces. You know, Nazis from World War II, under the influence of the Draco-Orion Alliance, evil ET races from afar, found negative frequency machines in our Antarctica that can be used to target good people, starseeds, holy people, etc. The final unplugging must come from us. We need to shut these evil broadcasting machines off. And this is the message of the Pleiadians being narrated by Kaia Nexus. And you better look it up. Look for it on YouTube about what's going on in Antarctica. You know, it's it's all connected with the Iran war for your soul, you know? And why are they dark side so worried about star seeds and other people that have come to Earth to shine the light? An example is one star seed can free 100,000 people from dark side control. That's amazing. Think about it. And that's why the dark side fears these star seeds, and they're waging war against it. And they've created a dense field, which makes it easy to block our connection with the higher reality, our higher true self. But know that a joy-filled life is impossible to control. So, in many ways, that's why people that have learned to live the carefree life are not affected by dark energies and cannot be controlled. By providing info about the negative Antarctica machines from 12,000 years ago, created death for ETs with elongated heads. And eventually they were found by the Nazis, no doubt with the help of the Draco Orion lines. And they're being used wrongfully against mankind. The energy of 2026, however, is loosening the glue that holds the lies to cover the truth. There's a book out there, I hear, an ebook called The Nine Secrets of the Pleiadian ebook. Oh my God. And the Pleiadians are warning, if your aura is not increasing, take command of your sovereignty and increase it. You must ask for help to receive your sovereignty if you can't do it on your own. These are important things to understand. And let me specifically talk about another video. There's a Pleiadian warning from the Pleiadian set of sisters. Talking about moving beyond fear. If you're still allowing your life to be ruled by fear, you know, you're being manipulated. There's a statement in this video. It's 39 minutes and 30 seconds long. The Pleiadians mentioned they don't call everyone. They call those who are ready, and they find most of us are ready. Because the Pleiadians wants to give us an upgrade. When you resist these upgrades in context of the Pleiadians, you can feel pains and headaches to the point where a single harsh word from some fool can hurt you. Your sensitivity is actually your sonar. How you will navigate the coming changes. The threshold of 51% changes you from an audience member to an actor creator. The dark forces use emotional chaos, as you see on TV, to control you. You want to keep your mind filled with all this meaningless hatred and violence so you don't hear the other messages being sent by our friends, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, and the rest of the Galactic Confederation alliances. And they want to send you shielding codes. But again, if you allow yourself to be manipulated by the TV, you're not going to be able to hear those things. And the seven sisters are singing to us. Yeah, because it metamorphoses from a carbon-based life form to a diamond-like body life form. We are carrying a 5D and a 3D physical form still. A crystalline body perceives truth instantly. Liquid light, integration is the answer. We're now standing on two timelines. Two timelines. You know what timelines are? Your voice is part of the shift. If you are awake at 3 to 4 a.m., the veil is the thinnest. And this is the best time to try to contact your higher self. Try to contact the Pleiadians. There's find out the ways to do this. If you have any information to add about what I already said, hey, this is call-in radio show. Yes, in the conversation. 888-627-6008. There are many videos out right now, and when you click on one, it'll be followed by another automatically by the machines. So there's a lot for everyone to educate themselves with right now, floating around on YouTube. And so forget about TV fake news. The real news is happening at 4 a.m. in your room. It is the news that you are a sovereign creator and a galactic citizen. Place your bare feet on planet Earth. Visualize silver roots growing from you, descending into the crystalline core of the Earth. Ask the Pleiadians to synchronize your heartbeat with the frequency of Earth. Ask and you will receive. This is a good thing everyone should be doing for themselves because it will improve all aspects of your life. You know, unity thoughts can shatter the negative Antarctica frequency. That's why we need to come together, connect together, to stand up against the negative frequencies being broadcasted at us by negative thinking creatures, by using powerful machines to make our lives difficult. And all this information is being narrated to, again, by Kai I Nexus from the Seven Sisters. Make some bold statements in your life, like, I am the I am controlling my own frequency. Purge the new manipulation frequencies from Antarctica. Because you are a child of the stars. You carry the DNA, and when you are sovereign, the dark forces can't stop you from doing anything. The gap between the world of fear versus the world of light is closing up. The light bridge has fully opened. Your frequency will help you cross. Your high frequency will help you cross into the 5D reality. Speak as if the angels are listening, because they are. Be tuned to the right station when the frequencies are broadcasted to you from the good side. You know, keep listening for those good vibrations because they will be coming. Don't let the TV, the fake news of the TV, and the fake drama of the TV drown out the good voices out there coming to you. You know, there's something out there actually cool. And get familiar with his name, Astar Sharan. You know, it's basically, they won't show themselves in real, so we have to settle for cartoon drawings. He's got a Norwegian look, something like that, blonde hair, blue eyes. And he has the song of Astar Sharan is out there on the video. I listened to some of it. It's not good. We got a 17 minute 54 second Astar seeking elderly people who live alone. This is another video talking about the individuals, the elderly individuals living alone have the luxury of no bad vibrations around them. They live in silence. So they have gained a still point awareness, which is good because messages from the Pleiadians, Astar Command, and all the other good galactic people out there can get to them without being interfered with static noise of people jabbering about nothing. And that's something to be aware of. So if you're living alone and you're elderly, you're in a good position to receive the good information coming to us people of planet Earth. And you can make yourself more sovereign by saying things. You wake up in the morning and say, I am here. I am holding space. And that's a morning protection decree for you to say. And the evening court decree also is good. Look it up, watch the videos, write it down for yourself. Those serving all for the greater good. The more grounded you are, the more energy you can bring in. Good energy, light energy. Raise your frequencies. Consider willfully segregating yourself from those with negative frequencies. Because those of us that have high frequencies and are good at heart, we don't want to be around people that haven't evolved to where we are. And we have a right to segregate ourselves from those who don't want to progress, with those who want to hold on to the old ways. Well, your days are over. And the bandwagon to get on is the one that's heading into the future, the fifth dimension. Now, talk about dimensions. I just have to reveal a little truth here, because there's nothing more that important than the truth at this point in time. Enough of the lies, enough of the false bragging, the bullshit, the deceiving. You know, we need to align with truth, because, you know, truth is where it's at. Truth is where everyone gets along. Truth is non-offensive. Truth is just a wonderful thing to finally know. Anyhow, I just wanted to share with everybody here about last month ago, something like that. Maybe it was 6 weeks ago. I mentioned on one of my shows that I had visited Kathy on Chamberlain. As soon as I crawled on the pyramid, actually, small room, you got a mat, frame pyramid, sits under the mat and then angles up to a spot over the center of the mat. You try to crawl under that, and you just relax and feel the energy. And the energy was quite potent. Now, what was unusual that this was my first encounter with the Tachyon Chamber was that this frame pyramid made out of copper plates, the four vertical diagonal tubes, copper tubes going up to the where the apex of the pyramid would be, four-sided pyramid. So you got four tubes heading up to the apex from the base, and they didn't touch the crystal at the top, which I thought was unusual. It was about, I don't know, 6-inch gap between where the tube stopped and the crystal, this large crystal at the top, positioned to anchor itself at the hip stop. Crystal stop at where the apex would be, following the diagonal lines from the base. And it was but held on a platform that was positioned just below where the diagonal tubes ended. So I thought that was kind of unusual, but when I crawled under it and laid there for the 20-minute session, I was really feeling the energy coming in around me. And in fact, after I left the place, the session was over, I left. I felt it for another 10, 15 minutes. I could feel the energy as if I was still under that pyramid, lying on that mat in that room. What was interesting about the room, not only the unusual pyramid it had, was that it had a I think somewhere between four and six crystals positioned around the corners of the room. You know, some of them were pretty big and clear quartz crystal. And they were positioned in what appeared to be a definite geometric configuration surrounding the mat in the pyramid where you were lying. So I decided, because New York has more than one Tachyon chamber, I decided to envision another chamber. There's about 25 of them in America. How many in the world right now? I don't know. So I decided to visit another Tachyon chamber in New York City. And I was disappointed, first of all, that unusual pyramid where the diagonal vertical tubes rising from the base did not touch the pyramid, this gigantic crystal positioned at the apex on the platform below. This Tachyon chamber just had simple copper pipes coming to the top with the crystal haphazardly laying on the top of the four pipes, and they weren't even positioned together accurately, and they had a bent brace also on them. So it was I got very little out of that 20-minute adventure, and I assumed it was because it didn't have that unique setup. It was just copper tube pipes coming towards the center. There was no platform to hold the giant crystal, and a smaller crystal was just laid haphazardly over the top. I assumed that that was a problem, that I wasn't feeling what I had felt about 3 or 4 weeks ago at this other place. So I decided to go back to the other place, the first place I was, and to get a taste of the good, strong energy. And lo and behold, you had to book your time ahead of time. When I walked in the room, that very unique pyramid around the mat, that where the diagonal vertical copper tubing from the base did not reach the apex point where the giant crystal was not there. And it was the same type of pyramid at the other place that I didn't to nothing yet. You know, so that was a big disappointment. You know, I guess the guardian of that chamber, which had a very powerful pyramid, Chris, who came in here and changed things, and I was told no one came in and changed anything. So I just let it go, you know, and I began to think, how could that be? She not know that it's a different pyramid in there, you know? She didn't just open up last week, this person. So I began thinking about it, and I thought, well, maybe they come in during the middle of the night. But then I thought, man, that's a big job to change a whole different pyramid and take everything in and out without damaging it. So then I went back to the other place to see if they had fixed that pyramid. And I was the woman there, who's the guardian of that pyramid, at the second Tachyon chamber, said, no, she hadn't changed anything, you know? I just stopped by, asked if I could stop by and see if anything had changed. And sure enough, something had changed. In fact, two things had changed. Well, the same copper pyramid was there because it still had the bent brace on it, but the four copper pipes that were spaced apart, the diagonal vertical copper tubing that was spaced apart at the top, were all pushed together neatly. And the type of crystal had been changed, but still not placed straight up vertically, you know, off to the side. But it was a different crystal. And then when I explained what I just saw, I asked, well, who came in and fixed it, you know? And she assured me, again, this other woman assured me that no one was there. No one came in, and no one changed anything. Now, this is really getting weird. Two women who are guardians of Tachyon chambers both claim nothing had changed. No one went in there. And they're trying to, you know, both diligently trying to assure me that I was imagining things, you know, which I don't. But anyhow, so I had to think more about what was going on. And then I came to the conclusion that these tachyon chambers, the purpose of the six other crystals specifically placed around these 4 foot base pyramids that go under the mat and around you when you're laying on the mat. The room itself is a chamber, a teleportation chamber. And I had already learned months before that, or years before even, that the Pleiadians, and this is an invention of the Pleiadians, these tachyon chambers, they punch a hole through the electronic veil that still prevents tachyon beams from normally hitting the earth. And they set up a pillar of light chamber, like where you pay money to lay there for 20 minutes. And you get to feel the tachyons coming in, which I did on the first time I went. So now we're at the point, I got two people that swear nobody had came in and changed anything. I know by my own photographic memory that both of these places, one place, the whole pyramid was changed with another pyramid, a less efficient one. And then the other one, certain things had got realigned and the crystal had gotten changed. So the conclusion I came to was, this is Pleiadian technology. It's their idea how to bring tachyons to a small area of one room that somebody can experience by lying under their 4 foot pyramid. By the way, that's rounded corners instead of pointed corners. And I looked up some info on that, which means they want to lower the power level. Lower the power level? Anyhow, that's, I come to the conclusion that, I mean, these are the Pleiadians, advanced society, technologically and spiritually, that, the beam is attached, from the tachyon chamber is attached to their spacecraft out in space. I had to come to the conclusion that they went down to the first place I went to and changed the pyramid. Because apparently I stupidly communicated to Cobra. He has an email site you can communicate to him. And that the how the second place I went to was powerless compared to the first place. And I mentioned about the different shapes of pyramids, so I might have caused them to take notice, and for some reason they decided to take the powerful pyramid away and replace it with the lame one that doesn't have that much power. And they also beamed down, or beamed technician down, to straighten out the other pyramid that needed to be straightened out to some degree, and change the crystal on it too. So, which would make more sense than someone coming in at night and trying to do all this stuff, because they have facial recognition cameras on both the doors and both of the stacking on chamber places. So the only conclusion I could come to is the purpose of the six other crystals around the edge of the room is to, just like in Star Trek, they want to beam you up, and the Pleiadians have beam ships. They would put, in the Star Trek episodes, they would put up three markers making a triangle. Well, six markers make a different shape, a situation, but still outlines a platform area. And I believe that's what essentially they do. Hey, this is their technology. This is, they're experimenting. They're sending down different pyramids and seeing what the results are. And then they pull them out if they feel that put that one might be too powerful, and that's what I believe they did here. Now, why the women didn't recognize the women who call themselves the guardians of each of these tachyon chambers didn't have no knowledge of anyone moving. In fact, the first one didn't have any knowledge that there was a different pyramid the first day I went there. The second time I went there, she had the same one as the other person had, a basic plain framed pyramid. And I happen to know for a fact that there are ways to get people to forget. I don't know, when you put the whammy on them, or just put them in the time freeze or something like that, where something could be happening right in front of their eyes and they won't see. Because it was designed to be that way. And I've come across situations like that in my life, and that's what's going on with these two tachyon chambers in New York City. And I believe the Pleiadians are experimenting by sending different types of pyramids down to see how people respond and see if they should upgrade it or change it. Well, my opinion is they better upgrade them all to the first one I went, because that's important to be able to go pay big money to go in there for a short amount of time and feel that you're getting something. If you don't feel anything, you might be really just taking my money, And I just had to speak that out. I mean, I've heard stories about this kind of behavior where people are witnessing something, but they can't recall what they just witnessed. And I'm sure there's more than one way to get people to turn off their memory or something like that. And I believe that's what's going on. I have no other explanation for it. And the fact that the first woman did not recognize it was a different pyramid 3 or 4 weeks before. She had no recollection of there ever being any pyramid except the one she had in there now, which was just a basic four 4 foot base frame pyramid made out of copper pipes with a single small crystal put on top. And another example of where I come across someone else telling me a story that was there, but this person, there was no reason to doubt they would be lying. They were not, this woman was not one of those types of people, very ethical, and her whole life was just serving other people. So she told me she would go into the bad neighborhoods and look for troubled souls and strike up a conversation with them and try to help them the best she knew how, spiritually, in the spiritual way. So she was in this bar because that's the kind of places you would visit to find people, troubled people. Makes sense. Some jerk kept coming over to the table. She was sitting down with her own drink, minding her own business, and kept bothering her. And she told him to get away. And he persists in coming back because, I don't know, he's drunk, stupid, or what. So this woman was a very religious, devout Christian. And she had put up with this as long as she could, and she pushes out her hand in his face and says, "In the name of Jesus, get away from me." And the man flew 25, 30 feet across the whole barroom like magic in some movie. Quietly got up and sat down at the first table he could find where no one else was sitting and just sat there quietly. Now, what was really amazing about this, not so much that she had gung-fu powers or anything like that, was the fact that she couldn't believe it either. Nobody in the bar even noticed what had just happened. A man being flung like some science fiction movie 25, 30 feet across the barroom floor where there's plenty of people all around and absolutely no one saw what had just happened. And after hearing that story, I was convinced, yeah, people can be put in a daze and people's memory can be blanked out just as easy like that Men in Black movie when they point the light at they put on sunglasses, point the light at the person, and he forgets everything that just happened. Well, apparently that whole bar was made to forget, whatever it was, 1,500 people, to forget what had just happened right in front of their eyes in the center of the bar. Of the barroom floor where the tenants were. So I'm pretty sure that's those kind of causing people to forget technique is being used so they can get away with switching pyramids and nobody even notices, except people like me that have photographic memories and can remember what happened, what was. Things were like the last time I was there. So I'll be going back there again one more time and just to see how things have progressed. And I might even make a request for them to request that the first pyramid I laid under be sent back. Now, what if that materializes as well? I'll let you all know how that thing works out. When it plays itself out. And this is life, living it, experiencing it. And, the name of the show here, in case you're just tuning in, is called Connected Dots, where we try to make some sense of all the insanity going on. And just like on the world stage, the insanity of the wars, And nobody has the brain power to come up with a real solution. Not that difficult. A little ingenuity would go a long way in these cases, but what can you expect from government people? They don't have any ingenuity, never did. And anyhow, that things are happening. So most of you have probably noticed that the sun is hotter. When you're out in the sun is hotter than it used to be. Sun is changing, the earth is changing. And there is going to be more changes on the way. And then we need to consider, too, all the things put in play behind the scenes by all these negative actors still on our planet, still trying to control as much as they can, still trying to rule over other people, still trying to siphon up our energy, feed off our negativity that they create us to feel. And planet Earth is a laboratory, especially for the dark forces, where they continuously harass us and create negative situations and get us to pay attention to all the negativity they create, which interferes with us being on a mission. There's a great video out there for that too. It's by the Arcturian. And they look for it. Video by an Arcturians out there. And they basically, it's a capsule of Arcturians on the highest of highest dimensional levels, to the point they don't have bodies anymore. They are basically spheres of light with consciousness and powers. And they have chosen us, the people on Earth now, every one of us that are here, except for negative entities impersonating to be humans, but us real humans, were chosen by the Arcturians to come here at this point in time. So we will be here to help anchor the light, even if we just stand here and declare our presence, we're anchoring light in some way or another. And they're telling the story about an explanation of things that most people have never even heard about or never even thought about, and how we can't get beneath them. They chose us by our frequency, our lumen point, they call it, and LUMEN, I think. And that is our individual frequency. Every soul has a different lumen point, a different frequency. And that's how they went around choosing who would be the best people to be living on Earth at this point in time when the Earth upgrades its frequency from third dimension to fifth dimension, which could be a million times faster, or 100,000 times faster, or a billion times faster, Things, the frequencies go up as you go up the dimensions in that vertical tape of life. And here you got your basic 12 dimensions, and then there's other people that claim there's 13 to 15 and infinite dimensions. But we're talking basically about the 12 dimensions here. I think the Arcturians are on the, I don't know, seventh or ninth dimension, somewhere way up there. Anyhow, the point is that they're telling the story of why we're here. In the past decades, people have said that we, the humans, the souls who are in having the human bodies here, right now, we chose our parents. But the Arcturian story is quite different. They chose us as individuals based on our frequency, what it, our personal frequency or lumen point told them about our ethics, our, the kind of personalities we were. And then they chose the parents that we were to be birthed. They chose. So even though our physical parents gave us the genetics of our physical body, those things got passed along. As to who we were going to be birthed in, that couple was the body was provided by the man and the woman, physical man and woman, but the spirit that was going to be in that child that they were physically manifesting was chosen by the Arcturian Council. And they gave us a choice. They put us in parents that would help us learn after having our memory wiped, because that's the dark side. Was a mandatory requirement by the dark side. If you want to incarnate on Earth, you have to agree to your memory being wiped. So they set us up with parents that would give us the tools we would need to evolve to finally get to the point where we could reconnect with our true self and gain the memories that we had to give up to be here. Be birthed in planet Earth. Amazing story. And something to think about. Can we say for sure it's not so? Well, why don't we give it the benefit of the doubt? Maybe that's the way it's done. And interesting story. If you know the detailed story of the life of Jesus, not the one in the Bible, the more detailed one, the fifth apocryphal revelation, you find out that Mary, who physically birthed Jesus, she was one of three choices that was being looked at, and she got chosen as the one and told by the angel Gabriel. But that's it. Even Jesus, there was a possibility of him being birthed into two other couples. Which ones they were, I guess, well, that information isn't available right now. You might find out some other day from the Arcturians because they might have had a hand in it themselves. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. This was Connect the Dots, named after my book, Connect the Dots Theory, out there on iTunes, e-books is out there, and Amazon, you can get it. The book that'll make you a smarter person overnight. But a few bucks takes to get the ebook, the tablet, whatever. You can be a smarter person overnight. That's how much info is in there. And the pictures alone are an education. Hovering spacecraft, not flying saucers, but hovering spacecraft of the most unusual design, life forms, and leaf trails we can look out in the sky. Amazing stuff. And it's all real. And amazing story thing too. Plus, I'm going to end the show as usual. We're going to do the countdown. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Partner in Time? I am. And followed by my anthem, original song. I got to be somebody. It could be your anthem too, but don't you want to be somebody? Listen to the words. Don't turn off the tape. Don't turn off the radio. Don't touch that gun. Listen to it, and I'll be back in 2 weeks on May 23rd, 11 p.m. Central Time, or midnight Eastern Time. There we go. Tell your friends to tune in then, May 23rd. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be. somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody and feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. My stand without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being